Why Don't They Like Me? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Pollster Peter Hart has been trying to understand why Rick Perry, who is supposed to be a shoo-in for the GOP nomination, has ended up as Herman Cain's lunch. And he asked a focus group of Ohio voters to describe the candidates as they might have described the kids in their fifth grade class, because running for the White House can be a lot like running for student body president. And what they said was that Herman Cain was the hard worker, the kid everyone respects. You're always on time. You do your homework.
Plus, you're like the only guy at school who has a mustache.
Yeah, that's Herman Cain. Whereas when Rick Perry came up, most of the focus group used the word bully. Some of them said annoying, the kind of guy who, when he grows up, builds a fence around the property. Now, of course, there are limits to this type of analysis. When the same group who gushed about Herman Cain as a fifth grader were asked if they would be comfortable with Herman Cain as president, not one hand went up. So the campaign isn't over yet. But Rick Perry clearly has to change his strategy. And so he has decided that he may start skipping some debates because they're so bogus.
All they're interested in is stirring it up between the candidates instead of really talking about the issues.
Now, they never shed any light on the issues.
Rick, I'm speaking.
Plus, that annoying rich kid always seems to show up, as well as the kid with the mustache.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
It is kind of like a student body election, isn't it? Napoleon Dynamite, if you're having trouble placing the movie. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.